This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 4th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Welcome to Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Environmental derivatives firm Incubex has raised $11.7 million in its latest fundraising round. But what was more impressive was the list of entrepreneurs who invested. The names are Michael Spencer, Lance Ugla, and former Deutsche Börse head Carsten Kettinger. Incubex is a developer of financial contracts for environmental markets and is expected to float its shares in London this year. Former JLN News president Jim Carruth is their communications director. Their timing is very good considering EU carbon prices just hit record highs at £50 a ton. The pandemic is so severe in India, they have suspended cricket matches. Cricket regulators suspended the Indian Premier League after multiple players contracted COVID-19. Look for a discussion on trading and best execution in derivatives, futures, and options in FX next week at the Virtual Capital Markets Strategy / Trading Evolved U.S. Trading and Best Execution Summit, May 12th to 13th. The panel will be moderated by Walt Lucan, President and Chief Executive Officer of FIA Inc., and panelists include David Farrell of ICE Futures US Inc., Michael Golding from Optimer, Ellen Green from SIFMA, and Joe J.J. Kinahan from TD Ameritrade. SGX is putting on a webinar titled Trading Opportunities in Indian Rupee on May 11th. It will be at 5 a.m. Chicago time. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Chris Bates was a partner at Clifford Chance for 34 of his 40 years at the firm. He is starting a new role as a special counsel supporting their financial regulation practice. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. ETF.com reports that investors in U.S.-listed ETFs added $74.2 billion to the sector in April for a total of $320.3 billion of new cash invested in the first 4 months of 2021, far more than the $121.1 billion seen at the same time last year. Not surprisingly, given the continued stock market rally, most of the recent inflows were in U.S. equity ETFs, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. The spread video is in the newsletter today. The title is Credit Suisse Sued for Alleged Market Manipulation, OIC 2021 of Virtual Success. This week on the spread, Credit Suisse prepares for round two of a lawsuit alleging it committed market manipulation. A New York vol quant wins big on momentum trades, the OCC wins and gives awards, and more. You can find the link for the video in today's newsletter. New Jersey to give free beer to COVID vaccine recipients, CNBC reported. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on Monday announced a new bid to boost coronavirus vaccines. Receive your first dose in May and get a free beer. We're not going to be afraid to try new things, Murphy said as he unveiled the new program dubbed Shot and a Beer at a press briefing. My comment, is it cold too? Here is a story from Yahoo Finance. U.S. needs to take leadership on central bank digital currencies, former CFTC chair. A former financial regulator says the United States needs to step up its research into a central bank-issued digital currency as the Federal Reserve explores the viability of a digital dollar. My comment, we have leadership on this, and it is Chris Giancarlo. Keep pushing, Chris. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. The top story on Monday was an article about CCPs published by the World Federation of Exchanges and written by John McPartland, challenging skin in the game. The second most clicked story was from Bloomberg, New York roaring back to life 1 year after its nadir. And third was a still popular tweet from Hide Not Slide that also was in the top three on Friday. The Chicago Board of Trade building, built in 1930 to house the CBOT's trading pits, was the city's tallest building until 1955 and sits at the end of LaSalle Street. Here are the top four stories in today's lead section of JLN. NYSE says more staff can return to trading floor if vaccinated. The New York Stock Exchange is opening up further for vaccinated traders. Companies whose staff are based at the historic NYSE floor will be permitted to raise their headcount if 100% of employees at the site can prove they're fully vaccinated, according to a memo from NYSE Chief Operating Officer Michael Blagrund. The changes go in effect May 10th and are based on improvement to public health conditions in the New York City area and the continuing progress of the nationwide vaccination rollout, Blagrund wrote in the memo. Here's a story from Phil Stafford of the FT. Environmental derivatives firm Incubex raises $12 million in funding round. Investment is the latest sign of growth in investments such as carbon contracts. A trio of financial industry veterans has invested in environmental derivatives platform Incubex in the latest sign of growth of trading in instruments such as carbon contracts that let companies offset their pollution. Here's a story from Reuters. Digital dollar project to launch five U.S. central bank digital currency pilots. The U.S. nonprofit Digital Dollar Project said on Monday it will launch five pilot programs over the next 12 months to test the potential uses of a U.S. central bank digital currency, the first effort of its kind in the United States. The private sector pilots initially will be funded by Accenture PLC and involve financial firms, retailers, and NGOs, among others. The aim is to generate data that could help U.S. policymakers develop a digital dollar. The last story is from the Financial Times. A reckoning for SPACs. Will regulators deflate the boom? The SEC is concerned about the market for blank check companies, including optimistic projections and celebrity endorsements. At the beginning of the year, the space transportation startup Momentus thought it would be well on its way towards its stated mission of revolutionizing space infrastructure and the space economy. Instead, regulators intervened. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.